Chapter 16. Men cannot manufacture blood as efficiently as women can. This makes operations riskier for men. Men also need more oxygen because they do not breathe as often as women. So men breathe more deeply, but this exposes them to another risk. When the air is polluted, they draw more of it into their lungs. A more recent and chilling finding is the effect of automobile and truck exhaust fumes on children's intelligence. These exhaust fumes are the greatest source of lead pollution in cities. Researchers have found that the children with the highest concentration of lead in their bodies have the lowest scores on intelligence tests, and that boys score lower than girls. It is possible that these low scores are connected to the deeper breathing that is typical of the male. Men's bones are larger than women's, and they are arranged somewhat differently. The feminine walk that brings so many whistles is a matter of bone structure. Men have broader shoulders and narrower hip bones, which enable them to stride with no waist motion. A woman's wider hip bone, designed for childbearing, forces her to put more movement into each step she takes, with the result that she displays a bit of a jiggle and sway as she walks. If you think a man is brave because he climbs a ladder to clean out the roof gutters, don't forget that it is easier for him than for a woman. The angle at which a woman's thighs are joined to her knees makes climbing awkward for her, no matter whether it is a ladder or stairs or a mountain that she is tackling. A man's skin is thicker than a woman's, and not nearly as soft. The thickness prevents the sun's radiation from getting through, which is why men wrinkle less than women do. Women have a thin layer of fat just under the skin. There is a plus to this greater fat reserve. It acts as an invisible fur coat to keep a woman warmer in the winter.